We read further from the word of the Lord in the prophecy of Micah chapter 6. Hear ye now what Yehovah says. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear, O mountains, Yehovah's controversy, and you strong foundations of the earth. For Yehovah has a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. O my people, what have I done to thee? And in what way have I wearied thee? Testify against me. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed thee out of the house of servants. And I sent before thee Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, planned, and what Balaam the son of Beor answered him from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know the justice of Yehovah. With what shall I come before Yehovah and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves, sons of a year? Will Yehovah be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my belly for the sin of my soul? He has told thee, O man, what is good, and what does Yehovah require of thee, but to do judgment, and to love mercy, and to humble thyself to walk with thy God. We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine, in the chapter from the Doctrine of Life, titled, No One Can Shun Evils as Sins, so as to hold them inwardly in aversion, except by combats against them. Everyone knows from the Word, and from doctrine derived from it, that the proprium of man is evil from birth. And consequently, from innate lust, he loves evils and is carried along into them, from the desire to take revenge, to defraud, to defame, and to commit adultery. Moreover, if he does not think that these evils are sins and does not resist them on that account, he commits them as often as occasion presents itself, and his reputation and interest are not endangered. Further, if a man has no religious principles, he commits these evils from a feeling of delight. Since this proprium of man constitutes the first root of his life, it is evident what sort of a tree a man would become if this root were not pulled up and a new root implanted. He would be a rotten tree, of which it is said that it is to be cut down and cast into the fire. This root is not removed and a new one planted in its stead unless a man regards the evils which constitute the root as hurtful to his soul and on that account desires to remove them. But since they belong to his proprium and are consequently delightful to him, he cannot remove them except unwillingly and by struggling against them and thus by combat. Everyone engages in combat who believes that there is a hell and a heaven, and that heaven is eternal happiness and hell eternal unhappiness, and who believes further that those who do evil go to hell, and that those who do good go to heaven. Moreover, he who engages in combat acts from an interior principle and in opposition to that lust which constitutes the root of evil. For he who fights against anything does not will it, and to lust is to will. Hence it is evident that the root of evil is only removed by combat. This combat is not grievous, except for those who have relaxed all restraints on their lusts and deliberately indulged them. Also for those who have confirmed themselves in rejecting the holy things of the Word and the Church. For others, however, it is not grievous. Let them resist evils in intention, only once a week or twice in a month, and they will perceive a change. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.